Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. 713-572-4610. If the Houston Texans right now on this Tuesday were a fast food restaurant, what fast food restaurant would they be?
I have an answer for you, but he didn't say Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, you see, you do that sometimes. No, on a Wednesday?
Wednesday? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the older people that be like, yeah, Tuesday, happy Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, let me know what you think, 713-572-4610. And I got this inspiration from somebody. Shout out to my guy, Diego, who actually sent me this clip that I'm about to play. And if you want anything or if you got any ideas for the mixtape, you can always hit me up on social media at the Figgy Fig. Send me whatever, man. I might play it on here and give you credit like I am my guy Diego. But here's a guy on TikTok who decided to compare a few NFL quarterbacks to fast food restaurants.
Dak Prescott is Whataburger because everybody in Texas thinks it's awesome, but everybody else knows that it sucks. Jalen Hurts is Panda Express. And in this analogy, I would say the Tush Push is the Panda Express orange chicken. Because they both do one thing extremely well that kind of can't be topped, and everything else is like good. I think Tua has to be Starbucks because you can never remember your name. Trevor Lawrence is Five Guys because it's very aesthetically pleasing, but you're going to pay way too much for what you get. I'm going to do a slight cop out and say Joe Burrow is not a chain, but Joe Burrow is the McDonald's McFlurry machine because when operating, it's top tier, but it's always broken.
Dang, those are pretty good.
Yeah.
That Starbucks one was nasty business, man.
Yeah.
We can't be making fun of the head injuries
and,
now,
and
can
Starbucks
we?
Be remembering people's names. They be good
they
with
that
stuff.
They write them down.
Yeah,
they oftentimes write down the wrong name, but
yeah,
that's all right.
They be kind of good with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think anybody agrees with you there that they good with the names, man.
Hey, the ones I worked at, man, they don't even write them down. They just be like, Jerry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Some of them be good, man. That's the temp because I can't remember nobody's name.
Yeah.
But anywho, that kind of got me thinking, if the Houston Texans were a fast food restaurant,
I got you.
What would they be? What you got?
Rallies.
Rallies.
Okay, explain.
Or Crystal.
Explain.
Crystal.
Because they are weak.
Really?
Because they are, and I'm talking about offense, obviously.
Yeah.
How many times have you said, ooh, that Rally's burger, ooh, baby, that's good.
I might be the lone person in Houston.
Or Crystal, because I think it's the same, thing in different areas they call different things.
Rallies and Checkers.
Checkers is the one I was thinking of.
Crystals,
yeah.
I think that's totally different.
Yeah, Rallies or Checkers.
See, I like Rally. We had a lot of Rallies up in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go to Rallies all the time. Mm-hmm. Once I've been down here, I probably had it like three times.
Yeah.
In almost 10 years.
The thought that I immediately came to was Whataburger because, like, you know, it'll be good. And then in the big moment where you need to get in there, just can't get it done in time. Can't get it done in the way you need it to. Because you go to Whataburger on a Friday night or in that moment where you're like, man, I got about 15 minutes to get some food.
Yep, that ain't going to happen.
That Whataburger line be slower than molasses.
Or Chick-fil-A.
Well, Chick-fil-A, they move you through there, though.
It's a long-ass line.
See, yeah, it's not just about the line being long. It's how much time you're going to spend in that line.
Well, then Dairy Queen.
They are not getting it done for you
here. Dairy Queen. I love Dairy Queen, but half the time I don't go because it's like, it's going to be 45 minutes.
Now, I feel like it's Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because sometimes when you're not really thinking about it and you're just like, let me run over Chipotle, mm-hmm. like, ooh, this was real good. Yeah. Like, the way they could... Like the steak, ooh, this was good, but then when you hungry and you expecting it, you like, all right, I can't wait to get this Chipotle.
Yeah.
Then it's like, man, I'm so disappointed. I should have got something totally different, man. I drove all the way on the other side of town to get, I could have got something else. And I'd have stayed up all night watching this crap.
Well, it could be Chipotle for me because it gave me food poisoning.
That's
accurate.
And it's not the first time that's happened either. There is a history of that from the 281. They said Arby's, you show up thinking it'll be good only to be let down. Somebody said Taco Bell because their performance makes my stomach hurt. Somebody said convenience store refrigerator sandwich.
The microwave burger.
God.
Oh no. 281, they said turkey leg hut because what they do to this fan base is criminal.
I actually thought about
turkey
that.
Leg hut.
The funny thing, I didn't say it because it obviously it's not a fast food spot, but. Yeah. I actually thought about that, where it's like a whole bunch of hype.
Mm-hmm. And there is a really good menu item, right? Like that defense.
Yeah, but it's not worth waiting in that line and all that stuff. It's a lot of bad experience there.
Yeah.
But the food, all right.
Wow, that might be it. Like, food's good, but there's a lot of bad experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. So I kind of want to go around the AFC South. I ain't going to do the whole NFL, but the AFC South. If you can give a fast food restaurant for the Colts.
The Colts are going to be, what's an up-and-comer?
Now, the Colts has got to be the spot that you're like, this shouldn't be as good as it actually is.
Right.
Actually, I think for a lot of people, it's Taco Bell. Like, because me personally, I'm going to be honest, I look down upon Taco Bell. However, I know a lot of people that are like, look, you say what you want about Taco Bell. It ain't steer me wrong. And that's what it feels like the Colts are doing right now. It's like, you say what you want about Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. You say what you want about this roster. Look up 6-1. Right? Like, it's getting it done.
Yeah, I would say the Colts are probably, I would probably say, I don't know, come back to me. I had it, but I can't.
I think the Colts are, Taco Bell's not bad, but there's also not, it's not like high standard right now. I mean, it's not like the top of the game. I'm going to say that new Chick-fil-A. Mm. As soon as it opens, it's popping. As soon as it's open, it's going to be quality.
See,
they have a certain standard.
But see, I haven't had a lot of bad experience with Chick-fil-A.
That's why I'm saying, like, these Colts, like, it's a new Chick-fil-A. You know what to expect, and it's going to be good, and it's popping.
I'm going to say.
It runs at high efficiency?
It runs at very high efficiency.
That's not bad.
I'm going to say the Colts right now is that that Popeye's chicken sandwich when it first dropped.
Okay.
Where
nobody was expecting this chicken sandwich to be that damn good.
Yeah.
And that's a great point.
And now everybody trying to get some of this Popeye chicken sandwich.
That's a good one.
A couple more coming in from, they all got you with Popeye as well. 936, the Texans are like In-N-Out. Their burgers are good, but their fries are trash. I feel like you can make
defense.
The comparisons there.
That's good.
Somebody said Texans are McDowell's, pretend Patriots.
Oh, wow.
They're McDonald's. We're McDowell's.
Clint from Alvin said Texas offense is like Subway. Think that they look fresh, but you don't get what you ask for and ends up in disaster.
Man, that's tough.
Titans?
Well, the Titans is bad, and you should have known it was bad.
Titans are the McDonald's in the hood.
You say McDonald's in the hood, brother. That's
nah, that might be worse than that.
Yeah,
they like them corner gas station food.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, you could eat there if you want, mm-hmm. but don't, yeah.
Why don't they ever sweep the floors in those places?
Are you here for clean floors? Or are you here
yes.
for food?
Yeah, I want clean floors.
Well, then you're in the wrong place. You focused on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are Jacksonville?
What are the Jaguars?
What are the Jags?
They're like a pretty outside, like it looks like it should work, but it doesn't. What would that be? What restaurant
now,
is that?
I'm going to say...
Somebody had pointed to churches at one point. Like, it looks, the commercials look good, and then you go in, and it's like old Greece.
Oh, yeah.
No, they got to be something that's kind of a little bit expensive, and you get it, you're like, man, this ain't worth that price.
This ain't worth the money.
This is actually awful.
Yeah.
And they charging what for this? That's the Jazz. Whatever fast food spot is
Five Guys?
Five Guys is a good one.
Really? Okay.
It's pricey, and you're like, this is good, but it ain't that good. Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah, I was going to say Wendy's, because Wendy's kind of got a little expensive.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Arby's. Arby's is low-key expensive.
Arby's. It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, it's the Mitch Sabin and Luke Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. So I just want to say, you know, I got to congratulate myself a little bit. It's kind of my 1 year anniversary.
Congratulations. Yeah. Of?
Of me being a homeowner.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. So around this time, I closed in on a home and all that stuff. But y'all know I looked at a bunch of different houses and all that stuff.
I recall.
One of the houses I looked at had a, I think it was kind of like a two family. We would have bought the whole thing, but it was one.
Like a duplex almost, or?
Kind of. It was a single house, but it had another kind of little house in the back.
Okay.
That you could rent out.
Okay, I got you.
But the catch was it had one driveway.
Oh, no.
And so I was like, nah, that's kind of a no, no for me, because I don't want to be tripping with the driveways.
Right.
And this could have been me right here. So let's go to, is it Shakopee, Minnesota?
I don't know.
About a story, two neighbors who shared the driveway, and it kind of got a little bit out of control.
Rolling out a giant nutcracker has become routine for Juan Salas.
This is the extreme that I had to go through.
In fact, he says it's all his crack horse signs directed at his neighbor that he says got her to stop harassing him.
After I wrote this, because she kept on parking there and her friend, it stopped. Everything has stopped.
Needless to say, she is offended by the accusation.
Do you use crack?
I do not. I've never done drugs in my life.
To be clear, both claim harassment by the other. Both have restraining orders, and both offered up videos and pictures to show the other one's alleged harassment, like Salas shoveling snow in a costume, videotaping her, or shining bright lights at her property.
They continuously come after me and antagonize me.
And then there's Kyle hanging an ICE flag, he says, because he's Mexican, or throwing roadkill in his yard, sitting in chairs in odd places, or throwing spikes on his property. And so you see the back and forth between the people living in these two homes. The source of the battle is that shared driveway where both have a stake. It's been there for at least 35 years. Salas has painted the actual property line himself. But there is one thing both Salas and Kyle can agree on, is that police aren't doing their job. But that is a tough sell.
Man, that shared driveway.
Oh, yeah. It's getting rough. And I had my share of battles with a shared driveway.
Oh, you did?
Just with family back when I lived in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Because those duplexes had one driveway.
Hey, and you got to go knock. Hey, can you move your car?
Move your car.
Yeah.
Who car is this? And all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But do you think the cops actually did something about this?
No.
Yeah, that's.
I bet you they just let them settle it themselves.
Yeah, that seems like one of those. Yeah. My name's Ben and I ain't in it. This is not worth me getting entangled in.
Yeah, well, this is what happened with the cops.
In just 1 year, there have been 232 calls for service to these two properties, and there has been 260 hours of on-scene patrol officer time.
To put that into perspective, that's more calls for service than we've had at Valley Fair this year. It's more calls for service than we've had at our hospital. This is, without question, a colossal waste of resources and taxpayer dollars right now, and they don't seem to care.
It is an epic mess. Each blocks the driveway at different times, making the other mad. For Solace, that's the only way to access his property. Kyle does have alley access.
It's a very difficult angle to get into my garage going through that direction. And I also have a boat that's currently gone that's parked here. And so the best angle for me to get in and out of my property really is through that easement driveway. And that is also a part of my property.
Man,
it's a lot going on there.
So they've gone a lot, but they haven't done anything other than say, I'm sure, nod their head and say,
yeah, honestly, I don't think they could do anything about it. Not the police, unless it get something crazy. But later on in the clip, they say it was pretty much a civil suit that they gonna have to go through.
Who was it, Anthony Weaver, that violence is the answer? Just fight about it already, man. Like, quit calling the cops. Just fight about it already.
Yeah, and the cops sounded very irritated by this.
I guess.
They said they get more calls to this house than the hospital. What?
That's a lot of calls.
Yeah.
That's wild. All right. That's the mixtape. In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. 120 every day, mind you, here on In the Loop. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But it is the beginning of basketball season, so I want to take us through a season entrance survey. But then also, did you see that the Rockets did not get an extension done with Tari Eason? What'd you think about that? We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.